Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, Brandon Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, the young shooter, is back and back with a new nickname. We are breaking all things down. Plus, we have a fantastic poll. What would you rather watch on a loop for 1 week straight? The Wedding Singer by Adam Sandler or my man Bobby Boucher, The Water Boy by Adam Sandler? This is a fantastic, hard-hitting, museum-quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, start this hard-body karate episode with something real nice. Something real proper, but most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom, yes. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Salt of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi. A.K.A. the Disruptive Warrior, A.K.A. the Raging Bullshitter, and you are now rocking with the very best. This right here is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct. Welcome to the Iron Diggity Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. It's the second podcast of the week, and you know what happens when we do the second podcast of the week? We bring in the young shooter, Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, Dean Collins. Welcome.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be back. What can I say, man? I really look forward to these podcasts every week. It's just like we have a flow going now. It's a nice rhythm, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that it's a consistent thing now, you know? So... feels good. How are you, bro?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that about it being a consistent flow. Mm-hmm. Are you starting to feel like a professional podcaster? And when I say professional, I don't mean necessarily monetarily. I mean like we're doing it consistently. You know, it's on schedule. It's high-end quality stuff. We're not just phoning it in. We're not just doing it when we want, not doing it when we don't want. You know, there's a standard. There's the gold standard. There's disruptive gold standard. Are you starting to feel like a professional podcaster?
Well, I feel that. It's like when you say you're rocking with the best, like there's, I do feel that. I feel like it's not a pressure. It's just, you know, it took like 8 years for me to really settle into this job. Like, I feel like, it's almost a job now. Like when people say, you know, what do you do? It's like, well, I'm a professional podcaster. I'm a co-host once a week on the world famous I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And it feels good. It feels good. I mean, it took a long time. I'm not going to lie. It took a little bit longer than I thought it would to be, you know,
for you to feel comfortable?
No, to get the title of the unofficial co-host of the podcast. It took longer than I thought, but I'm just happy that I have it. So,
well, you've gotten better because I'm not going to name any names.
Right.
But there were some people throughout the years when you'd pop in there and be like, I like Dean in real life. I can't stand that motherfucker on the podcast.
I never heard that.
Excuse me. Or people that were just like, I don't know that motherfucker and I don't want to know him.
Mm-hmm.
But rave reviews for the young shooter in the last, I'd say, year and a half, particularly in the last 6 months. And certainly since you've become the unofficial official part-time sometime co-host. Since then, I mean, you really, really have elevated your game. So you might take that as a diss. I'm giving it to you as a compliment. So there were some people that used to say you suck.
Right.
There were some people that used to say, I can't stand that fucking guy. I can't stand his voice. I can't say anything about him. But those people I feel like have turned around. So I don't know. I hope you take that as a compliment.
Oh man, well, I appreciate you saying that. And yeah, and like, and as you know, like you, as you know, out of all people, like you can't please everybody, right? Like you're,
no.
You know, like when I mention your name to people, because so many people ask me about you and what it's like working with Michael Rappaport. And
what do you say?
Well, I say, you know, obviously, you know, he's a polarizing figure. Like you become a polarizing figure. I say, you know, you either love him or you fucking hate this guy's guts. I mean, you hate this motherfucker. And the people that hate you, they fucking hate you. And they really make it known that they fucking hate you. But the people that love you, they support you on Only Murders and all your work and all the great work that you've done with your acting career and your Instagram and your funny videos. And then there's a lot of people who I know who are like, how do you put up with that guy? Like, that's, you know, because you know what that's like. So I'm in the same boat.
There's people that ask you, how do you put up with me?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, random people in the streets, friends, close family friends, family asked me.
They'll say what?
They'll just
like,
say,
what
my
is it
God.
Like working with an icon? Like, what do they say?
They don't use that word icon ever.
It must be great working with Michael Rappaport. What? Like, what do they say?
They don't say it must be great working with Michael Rappaport. They just say, you know, the amount of abuse that you take from this guy, you know, are the videos real? And I tell them, yeah, absolutely. All the videos are real. There's nothing that's staged. There's nothing phony
you
about it.
You motherfucker, you little motherfucker.
No, and well, you keep saying little motherfucker. And I want to interrupt you real quick. You could just say motherfucker. And I could take that. I could take that jab. But you don't need to say little motherfucker. I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8", and I'm still growing.
Are you 5'8"?
Yeah, I'm 5'8", and I'm still growing. Some people stop at 21. Some people stop at 17. I'm 32. I'm still growing. And you don't need to say little.
Okay.
You don't need to use that term. It's offensive, actually.
Okay. So just to clarify.
Right.
When people say, what is it like working with Michael Rappaport? You say,
it fucking sucks sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes it fucking sucks. And all I could say is, thank God this guy is paying me, because if he wasn't paying me, what the fuck would I be doing with my life? I'd have to really reevaluate things. But for the most part, things are really fun, and I am really, in all seriousness, happy to be the co-host of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I know what a privilege and an honor that is, and I know that there are tons of people waiting in line for this job. They're waiting for me to fucking croak. They're waiting for me to catch something. So that they could fill in that spot. And you know what? I hear you. There's a lot of people who don't like me, and that's fine. And I have nothing to say to those people. You know,
I wouldn't say that's true. I don't think there is a lot of people that don't like you.
All right. Well,
like I said, I feel like in the last year and a half, You've really stepped your game up, certainly in the last year, 6 months, really stepped your game up.
Thank you, man.
Really, really stepped your game up. I mean, you've brought a lot to the podcast.
And you too, man. You've stepped it up too, man. I think you've stepped it up too, because at times you were kind of like, you know, and right. I think that lately, it's just like in the past 6 months, I feel like
you elevated it,
you know? And we all recognize that you've done a lot, but you know, in the past.
But what about those times? What are you talking about? There were times when I, motherfucker? I give it all every time. Of course.
I must have just been reading it in another way, but I'm just saying it's a compliment. It's saying that you're just
reading
been doing,
what? Okay, no, man. Listen, I'm trying to give you a little push off the thing. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay.
I'm moving on.
I appreciate you, man. I do appreciate you.
Appreciate what?
I'm saying I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you've done for me, and I just want to say that I appreciate you. So
okay, let's just get some things out of the way. First of all, Baltimore this weekend. I'm here in Baltimore, Magoobies. The rest of the weekend, yeah, it's a dope club. 16th and 17th, I got shows. 16th and 17th, Magoobies, and then next weekend we're going to O Canada. And the Young Shooter is going to be joining me in Vancouver. I will be performing at the House of Comedy in Vancouver the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. The 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. Tickets are booked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my flight is already.
Because when I was in, where was I last weekend? When I was in Atlanta,
yeah.
While I was on stage, shout out to those people that were to the left of me. Because I always remember the fans that listen to the podcast. They literally said, "Where's the Young Shooter?" And I said, "That little fucker, he caught the monster. He couldn't make it this weekend." And they were like, "Damn, that little fuck." And I said, I know. But let's go on record right here.
Yeah.
Where will you be the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of September? Where will you be? I want it coming out of your mouth. So if somehow, some way, you pull some fucking stunts and you don't make it to Vancouver, it's on you. I don't want them asking me, where's the Young Shooter? I want them to come directly to you. So the question is, where will you be the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of September?
There's no question. There's no hesitation. I'm going to be in Vancouver. That's the old me that you're thinking of. You're talking about the guy that would potentially show up, potentially not show up. You don't know what you're getting. I am committed to this relationship. I'm committed to this podcast, and I'm committed to the fans, especially out in Vancouver. And I also want to say, when you and I are in another country, it's like a whole other thing. Like Canada is kind of like our place. Like, we had so much fun in Montreal during the Just for Laughs festival a couple years ago.
And were we in Toronto once?
We did a live podcast in Toronto, amazing time in Toronto. And this is gonna be our third.
The fans in Canada are dope.
It's a whole other thing. I don't know what it is about Canada. Everywhere we've gone, everyone in Canada is so fucking cool, and the energy is so.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just a different energy than here in the States. So I'm looking forward to it. That's gonna be so much fun.
And we are looking for the very best suggestions. DM me, DM the Young Shooter, the very best sushi restaurant in Vancouver.
Why are you keeping it down?
Because my wife does not like me eating sushi, and rightfully so, because, you know, the soy sauce, the inflammation, she doesn't like it. Now, if I did a treat, she doesn't mind it, but I don't want any fucking trouble. But we're looking for the very best sushi joint in Vancouver. And money's not an issue, right, Dean? Because you said you're paying, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm happy to pay for sure. Just as long as you don't have me at the back of the plane this time on the way over to Vancouver, I'm happy to
your
pay
ticket's
for any
booked.
Of that.
Your ticket's booked. Look at your plane ticket now.
Okay.
You're a grown fucking man, even though you're still growing. Even though you're 32 and you're still growing. Look at your ticket now.
Okay.
Check your flight. Get on there. You got plenty of time to, if you're in the middle of the plane, the back of the plane, you want an aisle, a window, I don't give a fuck. I could give two shits where you sit on that plane. I'm flying from Nueva York, okay, via Toronto to Vancouver. It's a long flight. I don't want to hear a fucking word from you when I land. I'm meeting you at the airport because we land exactly at the same time. When we land, I don't want complaining. I don't want to hear any bullshit. I don't want to hear about where you sat. You got a week to change your seat.
That's fair. That's fair. Are you flying first class, by the way?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm flying on the lay flats, homie. My flight is brutal. You're flying from L.A. to Vancouver. That's not an easy flight. That's like 3 hours and some change. I'm flying from New York to motherfucking Toronto, from Toronto to motherfucking Vancouver. I'm going like, I could be going to like Sweden or some shit. Like, I'm going across the country and north. So when I land, just know, lay flat, not lay flat, I ain't going to be in a good mood. So I don't want to hear about where you sat, what you ate, what you didn't eat, your snacks. None of it, my man. Not a fucking peep.
All right, man. I'll figure that out. I mean, also,
pick your seats now. Pick your return seat.
Okay.
Pick your outbound seat. Pick it now. I'm telling you, because when I hit the ground running in Vancouver, all I want to know is, where are we going for the best sushi dinner in Vancouver? Because I filmed the movie The Sixth Day.
Oh, classic. Arnold.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a piece of shit movie.
Oh, all right. Well, I liked the movie. I had a good time watching the movie.
I thought it was garbage. Hey, you get up to the plate, you swing that fucking bat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you swung, and I thought you hit a homer, but I mean, I don't think you struck out. I thought you killed it.
I thought it was not a good movie. I knew it was not going to be a good movie as soon as I got on the set, and it wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger's fault. It was the director's fault.
Exactly.
But I swung that fucking bat. I swung that fucking bat, and I'm like Dave Kingman. I'm like Reggie Jackson. I'm like Sammy Sosa on the steroids.
Barry Bonds. Okay?
Barry Bonds whacking that fucking thing. You get up. But I filmed in Vancouver in whatever year. That was 99 or 2000, 99 into 2000. And I remember I kept hearing about this sushi place in Vancouver. And I went to it literally over 20 years ago. So I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
And the sushi was exotic. It was great. And it was I remember sitting at the sushi bar and having great sushi. So I know that in Vancouver, particularly, I don't know other parts of Canada, but I know that particularly in Vancouver, they don't fuck around with their sushi. I think in Toronto, they take it seriously too. So the very you could email iamrapportpodcast@gmail.com. You could DM me. I'm opening the DMs. You could DM the young shooter. He's paying.
I'm happy to pay. You're my friend. Did you ever go out to sushi with Mr. Schwarzenegger ever when you guys were shooting? Did you guys ever hang out? Did you guys ever do anything together?
We worked together. We had a nice time together. He had a separate trailer for all his weights, like literally like a weight. It was like an LA Fitness on wheels.
Right.
It was like an 18-wheel truck, like the size of an 18-wheeler truck that was like a LA Fitness on wheels. That it was crazy. The thing that he did that was really nice, and I'll never say anything bad about Arnold Schwarzenegger, except for that we collectively made a not great movie. Wasn't his fault. Wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there swinging that bat too. My son was being born. My first son was being born. And there were no flights. There was something with the flights and I couldn't do a flight and something. He had me flown in his PJ, in that private jet.
Wow.
That was like really, really nice, really generous. So I could be there for the birth of my son. And that was cool. That was really cool.
That's
so
fucking dope. I mean, that's something you don't forget. And like, he didn't ask you.
That's why I brought it up.
That's why I'm saying. That's why I asked the question. That's why I'm saying.
But you said cool that's story. Something you don't forget. I didn't forget it.
Well, all right. We'll just move past that. But did he ever?
No, because you're saying that's something you don't forget. Like I forgot it. I didn't. That's why I said. That's why I just brought the story.
I was just saying in general. That's cool. That's a story you would never forget, right? Like, and that's why you didn't forget it.
Didn't forget it.
What
are you talking about?
I don't forget it. Forget I said anything. Whatever. I was just wondering if maybe he asked you if you wanted to work out with him in the trailer. Like, what would Arnold think of those fucking socks that you're wearing doing these jump ropes? Do you think that he would tell you to take those fucking geriatric socks off? What would he tell you about that?
Speaking of that, you're referring to something very mean you said in the last podcast.
It wasn't mean. It was just being a friend.
Speaking of that, I feel like ever since you've jinxed, cursed, and I think it's really just jealousy and admiration that I've been doing 5-minute planks. I'm gonna be honest, the other day I tried to do a plank and I was like, I'm gonna do 5 minutes, and I bailed out around 3 minutes and 50. What's so funny?
Fucking bailed out. You were doing 5-minute planks every day. I'm in your head. That's what it is. I'm in your head. Now you can't even
you
get
think
past
that's
3
funny?
Minutes. I love that shit. I love to hear it.
It was like 3 minutes and 50 seconds, and I couldn't do it anymore.
What do you attribute that to?
You.
Really?
You, motherfucker. You. I attribute it to you. Criticizing me, you not encouraging me to post, you saying no one wants to see your videos, you're posting them for yourself. It isn't about the disruptive fitness brand. Your little slogan that you said, oh, if I could do it, you can fucking do it, that was all egocentric. And I attribute it to you, you fuck.
I love that, man. No, I don't mean to get in your head. I apologize about the planks and all the stuff that I was saying, but I really don't take back what I said about the socks. The socks are disturbing videos to me. They are a little bit disturbing. It's like you set up the camera.
I got another pair.
Are they high?
I got a blue pair of calf compression sleeves. They ain't socks. I told you, they're compression sleeves. And I happen to have... Fuck.
You don't happen to have a fireplace, do you?
I happen to have my compression sleeves right here. These are my calf compression sleeves, and they are a godsend. And since I've been wearing them, I haven't gotten injured. So,
you think that's why you haven't gotten injured, or the compression sucks?
I injure my calves jumping rope. I injure my calves doing my 2-minute jumping jack cycles, and I've been known to injure my calves. And since I've gotten my compression sleeves, fortunately, I haven't injured my calves.
Okay, well, that's good.
So, but you criticizing my videos is why I haven't done my 5-minute plank since.
I'm gonna do it. You should.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it in Vancouver. I'm gonna make you watch me do a 5-minute fucking plank. I'm gonna have you. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put you in a wig and some lipstick and have you be like Adrian and Rocky, homie.
You are never gonna put me in a wig and lipstick.
And some lipstick, and I'm gonna have you go, Rocky, Rocky.
You couldn't pay me to do that. You couldn't pay me to do that. I'm not doing that, first of all. You're not putting me in a fucking wig. I'm not your little boy toy. I'm not doing any of that shit. Toss those fucking compression socks in the fire. No one likes them. And you know what? It's all love. It's all good. And I am proud of you. You do look good. I have to say, like, we were FaceTiming the other day, and you, like, you know, because you're always very close to the camera, but this time you kind of pushed out a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And I really saw shoulders. I saw the chest. Yep. I see you working, and it is inspiring. You're inspiring me, so I think that's
great.
And
you know why I'm inspiring you?
Why?
Because if I could fucking do it,
right,
you can fucking do it.
Right. That is the most generic slogan I've ever fucking heard. I think you need to work on the slogan.
Excuse me, sir. I do not think that's a generic slogan. I think that the slogan, if I could fucking do it, you can fucking do it, is a totally unique, totally original workout, inspiring, inspirational quote/slogan. That's like some regular man, what was it? John the Plumber? Like, that's like some regular Joe workout Mamba mentality shit.
We'll take a poll about that. If I can fucking do it,
you can fucking do it. Who thinks that that's not a good slogan? Who thinks the slogan as a mantra, as an inspirational clip, as an inspirational, what is it?
An inspirational slogan. Yeah, I feel like I've heard 100 different TikTokers say that slogan like this morning.
You've heard people on TikTok go, if I could fucking do it, you could fucking do it.
100%.
You might have heard people say, if I could do it, you could do it. No, you've never heard anyone say, if I could fucking do it, you can fucking do it.
I think I have. You've never heard that. I think I have, but that's okay. Look, it's your slogan. But would you ever, I know there's like I was listening to Howard Stern and like, you remember like Benji, you remember Benji like ran the marathon or something? And like, what is that marathon in New York?
What is the marathon in New York?
Yeah, what is that? Like Benji ran it. You know what I'm talking about?
You mean the New York? What's the marathon in New York?
Oh, is it just called
That's what you're asking me?
Yeah, is it just called the New York Marathon?
What's the marathon in New York called? And I was worried about me doing bad on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I don't think that was a stupid question. I just wondered, it's just different.
You don't think that was a stupid question? What's the marathon in New York?
I didn't know if it had like an official name.
The New York Marathon.
Okay, so do you think that you could...
No.
Enter the New York Marathon now that you're training like this?
Unfortunately, running has never been my thing.
You don't have to run it. You could walk it. It could just take like 10 hours for you to do it.
I'm never doing that.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
I believe in you. I can fucking do it, you can do it. If I can do you can do it, man. I don't know if I can do it.
Have you ran a marathon, big dog?
Fuck no. And I just got ankle surgery, but I don't know if I can do it. But
nah, that's marathons are tough, man.
If Benji can do it, you can do it.
That's a good point. If Benji from the Howard Stern Show could run a marathon, anybody could fucking do it.
Absolutely. But you look great. Anyway, you look. Thank you, really, man. Do look great.
Thank you very much.
And your skin looks nice too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But when you say is that a compliment or backhand?
No, not
insult?
A back. No, your skin is looking nice today.
Thank you.
Because I know you've had skin issues and things, and so I'm just saying it looks nice.
Well, I haven't had skin issues. I've had issues because of the ulcerative colitis.
Right, right.
And the immune system. My skin actually is very, very nice. And
no, you've had some pores that have been clogged, right, in the past? There's been a lot of pores.
Homie, I have ointments, creams,
astringents.
Astringents. I notice people's pores, oily skin,
yeah.
Greasy skin. Like, I keep my shit dabbed.
Absolutely. I'm saying you've overcome that and you look fantastic.
Overcome what? What are you saying? Overcome what?
I think you're taking all these compliments in such a weird way. I'm complimenting.
I don't think these are compliments, man. I think these are backhanders. Like, you think I'm not catching them. I'm sharp, homie.
Okay.
I'm sharp right now.
Okay. I'm sorry if it came across like that. I was just saying you look fantastic. I'll just stop it at that. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
In an era where watching sports means making money from your couch, there's only one team to join. Captain Picks. Captain Picks was created to help break all bookies for beginning bettors or seasoned veterans. Strategy, expertise, bankroll management. By signing up for a daily, weekly, or monthly subscription, you receive an all-access pass to curated U.S. and global sports picks that are made by professional handicapping captains 24/7. Make money around the clock. This is a community built of men and women just like you who want to win but don't have time to attack the lines alone. Celebrate the one-year anniversary of Captain Picks by using promo code HBD at checkout for 30% off any subscription at CaptainPicks.com. Captain Picks, the time to win is now.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Because we've talked about your grandma.
We have?
Yeah, on the podcast. We've talked about Nana.
Okay. I don't call her Nana. I know you say Nana.
What do you call her, Gramps?
I call her Grandma.
There's something else.
No.
Nana?
I don't say Nana. I don't say Mimi. I don't do any of that shit. I just keep it simple. Hey, Grandma.
Call your grandmother Mimi?
I don't call her that. No, I don't. It's not my thing. I'm happy for other people who do that, but I'm a 32-year-old. I just say, hey, Grandma, how are you? You know, she's an old lady.
You're a 32-year-old guy who's still growing.
I don't see a problem with that.
You said it earlier.
Yeah, I know I did. My doctor said I wouldn't stop growing until I was about 39. My doctor said it. I didn't
fire that doctor. Did he charge you for that appointment after?
Absolutely. I had a $75 copay.
Oh, shit. There's been a big controversy. I believe it was in Thailand, in an old age home, a retirement home, mm-hmm. like an old age home for older people. I mean, old people. These are like, this ain't like in their 60s. These are like people that they're on like their last leg.
Right.
The old age home is under fire because they had a bunch of strippers come in there and dance for the old age people. And I want to hear from the old age people. Because some people are saying that's not right, it's not appropriate. And I go, let me tell you something. If and when I'm an old bag of shit,
yeah.
and hopefully I get there, and I'm cooped up in a wheelchair, or I can't move well, and I got a walker, and they bring in some fat ass,
right?
Strippers and all that. You ain't gonna hear a complaint out of me. Like, as far as I'm concerned, what do you want to have a clown come entertain the old people? No, they don't want. They're not kids. You talk to. No, they want some asses and some titties on. It'll either inspire them to live or get their heart rates going so high.
So fast. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a slippery win-win. Either way, it's a win-win.
Because if you die from that. I mean, that's what a way
no
to go.
Problem.
What a way. If some people want to die in their sleep. I would love to die of a stripper giving me a heart attack at 95.
Exactly. Either die in my sleep or I'm an old bag of shit. And I just get so overexcited
right.
from a couple of fat asses and some tatas in my face. I have no problem with. And I'm thinking to myself, have we heard from any of the gentlemen in the old age home?
What are they saying? Are they?
They're like, oh, this is inappropriate. This that. I'm like, inappropriate. These are old men.
Right.
This isn't 22-year-old. This is who gets to make a decision themselves. Like, they don't get asked for their ID. Everybody knows these motherfuckers are in their 80s and 90s.
These are
grown-ups.
And
let me tell you.
Let me tell you, my grandma is in an elderly home right now. She's in a home. In one of these places.
So if Magic Mike came in there.
That's what.
Swinging that dick.
Right.
That's why I was asking you about Mimi. Your Mimi.
She's not my Mimi. She's my grandma. But I will say, like she took a walk, like, this month. Like, she got outside. Like, they lock her in that place. And, you know, she took a walk. And that was the highlight of her year. She's like, I took a walk with my fucking walker. And I would love for you to walk with me. Like, that made my whole year. I'm bored. The point is, they're bored. They're so goddamn bored that
right.
if a fucking Magic Mike came in there and spiced that fucking place up, they need that. Well, what is there to complain about?
That's what I'm saying. This is the society we are living in now. And,
right.
and it's just people criticizing it and outsiders criticizing it. And we haven't heard from the gentlemen who are the ones that had the lap dances bestowed on them.
Did any of them pass? From this?
And none of them even died. It's even a bonus. You've added a year, 2 years to their lives.
You're extending their life. That's exactly right. I think you're extending their life by
doing
that.
Those strippers are doing God's work.
100%. I'm for it. I think it's fantastic. I think that they should do that in more elderly homes.
I agree. And you should think about sending Chippendales to Mimi's
Maybe that'd be a great birthday gift. Her birthday's October 9th. It's around the corner. I think that she would like that over, like, because we're going to Cheesecake Factory, something simple. I think
you're taking your grandmother to the Cheesecake Factory.
Well,
you cheap fuck you.
It's
to
not
the Cheesecake Factory.
What she likes the Cheesecake Factory. They have a really extensive menu. I don't know if you've looked at the menu recently, but there's a lot on that menu to choose from, and there's not a lot of steps to get there. It's just a straight shot in. I mean, you know, I suggested other things, but, you know, she's happy with cheesecake.
Okay.
It's okay. All right.
Did you watch any of the Emmys?
I watched a little bit of the Emmy. Like, I watched, like, Jennifer Coolidge getting cut off, all that shit. I can't stand award shows. I can't stand any of it. I think it's so self-masturbatory. I think it's just they're stroking each other's egos. I think the only one that really matters for within actors are, like, the SAG Awards, right? Because you're, like, voting amongst your peers, whatever. But I guess, fuck about it. Jennifer Coolidge, they should not have. She was talking for 5-10 seconds, and they're like queuing her up with the music.
Rude.
It's rude.
It's like everybody loves Jennifer Coolidge. She's never won an Emmy.
Everybody, like, let her fucking have her moment. And
that's what people at home want to see, because it's a sad state of affairs. The Emmys came on a Monday night against Monday Night Football. Usually, the Emmys comes on at Sunday. Like, they were kind of like, we know nobody's watching.
Right? Fuck it.
And we're just going to, like, cherry pick our audience. You're either watching the Emmys or Monday Night Football. And I didn't check the ratings. And obviously, we don't fact check at the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. But it just seemed like it was just kind of like, well, this is the new world. No one cares about the Emmys anymore.
Nobody. And when Lizzo got up there, I wanted to shut it off so fast. That speech was so goddamn annoying. Have a little class. I mean, but then again, it's like, who gives a fuck about this award show? But it's like, you're so loud. You're so loud. Where are my fucking bitches at in the back? I mean, it was just like, I couldn't stand that. I like her. She's cool. I don't know, maybe. But the whole award show, I don't know. I did see Keenan reunite with Kel. I thought that was like the highlight for me as a 90s kid. But other than that, I could give a fuck about the goddamn Emmys.
I also wanted to tell you that we've had more and more great response to the 20 sickest fucking documentaries ever. We've had, I mean, really, really great response. Mm-hmm. I know you've seen some of it. I've gotten some DMs, emails, and all that stuff. And I wanted to tell you that, I don't know if I shared this with you or shared the DM from you. Someone suggested that you and I should do top 10 music docs ever.
Easy. I have two off the top of my head right now that are two of my favorite documentaries.
Music. What would you say off the top?
Honestly, I'll tell you straight up right now, by the same director, and a huge shout out to the iconic, the dude, Brett Morgan, who has been on the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast.
Friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, everyone knows what a big fan of Nirvana I am. Me as a documentary filmmaker.
Sorry, you froze there. What did you say? You as a documentary filmmaker, what'd you say?
No, I said he's a friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast and a supporter. He's been very supportive of me going and making documentary films.
I mean, fuck, man. Before I put Brett Morgan up there, I would literally, not even because you're my friend, but Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest.
Fuck,
I mean,
yeah.
Tribe Called Quest is my favorite. You know, I love that old school hip hop shit. You crushed that shit. As a director, you crushed that shit. And I remember vividly going to the premiere to that, the whole press tour with all that shit. That's got to be a top 10 for me. But I will say Brett Morgan, Montage of Heck, the Kurt Cobain documentary is incredible and so intimate.
Excellent.
And the second one that he did that is fucking fantastic is Crossfire Hurricane, the Rolling Stones documentary. And he's got a new one. Shout out to Brett Morgan again. I'm going to see it with Logan at the Chinese Theater tomorrow. It's at 6:30.
Oh,
I'm going to see
the David Bowie
Moon Age Daydream, which
you're going to see it.
Yep, and it's supposed to be great. It's got great reviews. I mean, honestly, Brett Morgan. I mean, I'm like really putting him on pedestal, but that dude does not miss.
Yeah, he's
like
sick.
What would you put up for some of your favorite music docs?
I mean, I don't want to ruin the list, but I would definitely put up Crossfire Hurricane.
Incredible.
That documentary, I think it's like 3 hours about the Rolling Stones. Whether you're a Rolling Stones fan or not, first of all, he doesn't do any sit-down interviews.
No.
So it's all voiceover and footage, and the footage that, obviously it's the Rolling Stones, they've been documented, but it was all shot on regular film, on film, stock film, and it's ridiculously, like, just lush and so fun to watch. I'd have to put that up there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to, I'll save it for the list, but that's definitely something that I want to do on our next, you know, when we do our top 10 this, our top 10 that. And you know what we'll do? We'll make it so we really do 20, because one of the complaints was that we had some doubles on the Sick Fuck documentaries. And I was like, listen, that's
what made it exciting. What, I didn't know.
This time we'll curate it more, and I'll give you my 10 beforehand. You'll give me your 10 beforehand, and we'll present it to the audience. So it's literally the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, Dean Collins, a.k.a. The Young Shooter, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine.
Yeah, I love that.
And Michael Rapaport, our top 20 documentaries of all time.
I like these
music
lists.
Documentaries.
I like these lists that we're doing. I think that's a fantastic idea. And I think we need to do a part two with the Sick Fuck documentaries, because there were a lot that I got a lot of DMs, and there were some amazing suggestions from the fans and the listeners. And, you know, I regret on the first podcast not giving some honorable mentions. I would have liked to have done some honorable mentions.
No, we're not doing honorable mentions. That's okay, what we're doing. I said the word part one
then
at least
three
times. I have to say this, because I talked about this on the last podcast. And like I said, I don't know where you guys are listening to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. You could be listening to it at work. You could be listening to it in your car. You could be listening to it when you go to sleep. You could be listening to it while you're cleaning your house. You could be listening to it while you're taking a shower. You could be listening to it while you're taking a shit.
Right.
And you might miss things. I was not the best listener in school. I still am not the best listener. But if I repeat things three times, not once, no. Yeah. Not twice, no. But three times. And then you DM me asking me the question that I repeated three times. I have to think, shame on me one time, and then shame on you. What is it?
Yeah, it's shame on you. It's shame on me. Fool me once, shame on me. And if you fool me again.
Don't listen the second time, shame on you.
It's shame on you if you fool me once, and if you get fooled again, don't fool me again. And that'll be another shame on you.
It's shame on you, fool me once.
And shame on me, fool me twice.
That's it. I Am Rapaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So that's it to you guys. You heard it there from both of us. That's it.
Okay.
You know, it's a shame on me twice, and then fool me again.
Then shame on me. You. On me.
No, shame on me.
On you or me?
No, on me. It's shame on me.
I'm saying it would be a shame for me to feel that way too, so.
No, I'm saying it's shame on me. It's not shame on you. You're getting it confused.
No, I got you.
I said it right the first time. And again, if you missed it, there's a great on every phone. They have that thing, 15 seconds back. You could just, what did he say? You don't have to DM me that. I love to correspond and hear from everybody. But you could just do that 15, you could scroll back 15 seconds, 30 seconds. You could also, I don't care if you're listening to this in Mexico, Spain, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, France, Sweden, Canada. Okay? I don't care if you're listening to this in, what are some other countries? Thailand. I don't care if you're listening to this in...
Nicaragua, right?
Nicaragua. I don't care if you're listening to this in Venezuela, Hawaii, which isn't a country, it's a state in the United States.
Costa Rica. You know your countries, though, man. That's impressive.
I don't care if you're listening to this in Portugal.
Wales.
I can't remember what I was going to say.
Because now I just want to keep Brazil. Talking about countries. Shout out Brazil.
They used to call you Mr. Brazil. Remember that?
They did call me Mr. Brazil.
Got a nice little stack of nicknames. Dean Collins, a.k.a. The Young Shooter, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Valentine, a.k.a. Mr. Brazil.
Yes,
that ain't
man.
Bad.
I love them. I love all. I pride myself on giving my friends nicknames, and I don't feel like people have really given me a nickname. And like The Young Shooter, that is, I mean, I am so honored to have people call me Shooter. I mean, it's an honor. I feel like a mini Shooter McGavin from, like, shout out Shooter, the OG Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore. He's still riding that wave of being Shooter.
Yo.
And I can't imagine walking down the street as him. I mean, that is like, you got to just, people are probably calling him Shooter everywhere he goes.
Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, that
man.
Dude. Didn't you tell me the other day you rewatched an Adam Sandler film? Was it Happy Gilmore?
I got to tell
you. Break it down.
Adam Sandler, man. I mean, I rewatched Big Daddy. First of all, Big Daddy is a fantastic movie. I like Adam Sandler when he's not so fucking goofy and doing weird noises. When he's just like normal and like in a romantic comedy, he's so charismatic. He's so charming. And I rewatched Big Daddy, which is great, but I just rewatched The Wedding Singer, and goddamn, dude, you need to rewatch that movie. That is a fucking, that's an amazing movie.
Break it down. Why?
It's just great. It's just from top to bottom. It's great. The acting's great. It's perfectly executed. Steve Buscemi's fucking great in it. Everything about it is great, and it's like one of the first movies after like Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison that Adam Sandler did, and it's just Drew Barrymore and him. It's great. I mean, he's had so many great films that he's done.
We'll do an Adam Sandler list at some point too. But let me just ask you this: yeah. Gun to your head.
Yes. Ooh.
Gun to your head. If you had to hang out, or you had to pick on a loop, The Wedding Singer. If you had to watch on a loop for a week, The Wedding Singer or my homie Bobby Boucher. From The Waterboy, what would you pick?
Fuck, that's a tough question.
You have to watch it on a loop for a week, nonstop. There's no phone, there's no music. It's The Wedding Singer or the homie Bobby Boucher.
I think I'd have to go with The Waterboy. I don't necessarily like it more as a movie, but I think that it's a belly laugh movie. There's so many fucking funny ass parts of that movie. The Wedding Singer is more of a romantic comedy, which there are hilarious parts in it, but I mean, the Bobby Boucher, it's just, that's an iconic role. I mean, I already know what you would say, but
I rock with Boucher.
You love Bobby, right?
Bobby Boucher is that dude. I love Bobby Boucher.
We need to watch some Adam Sandler movies when we're out in Vancouver together. We need to like put on like a couple of his classics and Oh, man, it's so good.
What was the name of the movie? Don't Mess With the...
My friends loved it.
What's it called?
Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Zohan.
People love that movie.
Let me tell you an Adam Sandler movie. Let me tell you an Adam Sandler story. First of all, I've known Adam Sandler since 1991 when he first came out to Los Angeles. He was on that MTV show. Always been cool with Adam Sandler. Yeah. Played ball with Adam Sandler. Nothing but good things to say about Adam Sandler.
So cool.
Me and my two kids went to go see Don't Mess With the Zohan whenever it came out.
Like 08 or Fact something.
Okay, 08. So my youngest son was six. Me and my two sons went to go see, so my kids were 8 and 6. Me and my youngest son that same night went on a late night Ralph's supermarket shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
Not late night, I'd say about 10 o'clock, which is late for a six-year-old. But we went to the supermarket in Malibu. It was almost closing. It might have been closer to 11. We're in Malibu, California. My son has ice cream because we were at the Malibu place. He got ice cream all over his face. We just saw Zohan earlier that day. We're walking around Ralph's and literally bump into Adam Sandler. My son's face was like...
It's like meeting the president after especially seeing his movie right then.
And I was like, yo, we just saw Zohan. And I can't remember the voice, but he did the Zohan voice for my son. It was just the three of us, and my son was bugging. I was so appreciative of him doing, like he said something of the Zohan, da, 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 and then kept going, and my son was just tripping out off of it. So that's my Adam Sandler story.
That's so cool. I would never forget that as a kid.
I know. Anyway, so that's it. We have two votes for... Bobby Boucher on a loop over the Wedding Singer. We'll do an Adam Sandler list. And listen, time sure flies when you're disrupting. Time sure flies when you have Deuce Valentine here.
Oh, this is the first I've heard that because you called me Deuce from, what was it, from the Grease? Deuce
Zucco?
Yeah, Zucco. I thought that might have been sticking, but now it's Valentine. I don't know what Valentine is, but
Deuce
I like
Valentine
it.
Deuce Valentine is it.
Love that.
Because you're that lover boy.
Love that, man. Love that.
That's
Thank
a new
you, man.
Nickname for you.
Thank you very much. I love that. I'm honored to have that. All these nicknames are awesome. So,
but this is just a seamless podcast. It's museum quality podcasting. It's full disruption. I'm in B-More, Baltimore, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Next week, we're in Vancouver, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Came, saw, disrupted. Appreciate it, Valentine.
Happy to be here.
Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers. Take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud and real funky.
Real funky.
I am rap. Nope, you missed it.
I know. I missed it. I don't think I should chime in on that ever.
Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something
real funky.
I am Rapport Stereo. You missed it again.
Sorry.
I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.